You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I run a project called 10,000 Dreams, where basically every day for 10,000 days, which is 27.5 years, I ask someone different what their dream in life is. And I've done it for 520 days in a row now. I'm going to do it every day till I'm 50 years old. I'm 24 now. And basically why I started this project is, ever since I was 7 years old, I had a dream that I wanted to change the world through film. That was my big dream. And as I've gotten older, I've started to realize that how that looks is by helping others live out their own dreams.
Cool.
And to use my gift of film to help people do that. So that's kind of why I do this project. But initially, it was just a bet with a mate. You know, I bet you, I bet I can do it for 1 year.
Yeah.
The first 100 days was so difficult.
Really?
I like almost hated it. I was like, why am I doing this project? It's so silly.
Mm.
But after 220 days, we were filming Jacinda Ardern's dream, and I was like, you know what? No better way to live your mission statement than by doing it every day for the rest of your life. So let's make it 10,000 dreams.
My goodness.
Changed it that day, and yeah.
Cool, I'm Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah.
Nice. You almost peaked there.
I know.
Was this pre her being Prime Minister?
Just before she became Prime Minister.
Right. So obviously Jacinda Ardern is one of the cool people. Who's some of the other cool people you've got to
I think we've done more than 100 celebrities now.
Nice.
So, I mean, cool people. We got the voice of Siri. Like the legit voice. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
From New Zealand? They're from New Zealand?
No, she's Australian.
No
way. She was
way.
Doing a conference in New Zealand. I saw her on the AM show.
What was her dream?
It was to perform on stages.
That, oh.
It's so weird. Like when she called me up, she's like, hello, Fraser. And you're like,
oh my gosh, it's Siri.
It's legit Siri.
Oh, that's so cool.
But so many people, like there's people like international musicians we've started to get, like Jonas Blue and Callum Scott, like all these people. And in New Zealand, we joke, we've probably done every B-list New Zealand celebrity.
Yeah. fair.
Yeah.
A-list now.
Yeah, that's the one
that cracked. Yeah. So whose idea, like obviously you said this was a bet to do just the dreams.
Yes.
Why to do people's dreams, not like their goals or their ambitions? Why dreams?
So I was at a cafe with a mate in December 2016, and he was about to go to America on a holiday, and I'm like, dude, every day in America you should ask someone what their favorite ice cream flavor is. You know, give yourself a project. And we're like, oh, that's kind of, you know. And so we're like, what about asking someone what their why is every day? And then we realized that Rebel Sport kind of took that one. And then, I don't know, it just came out, like asking someone what their dream is. Mm. And I was like, actually, dude, that's a really good idea. Don't do that. I want to do that. And I filmed on my phone as an example of him doing it. And I was meeting with Art Green the next day, and I sent him a message saying, can you be number one? And I don't know. I guess I've always been a huge believer in everyone deserves the right to dream. You know, no matter where you come from, what you've done, dreaming is something that everyone has. And yeah, and I think when you say what your dream is in public to your friends and family, you're more likely to achieve them because people can keep you accountable. And it's amazing how many people don't actually think about their dreams. So I go, what's your dream? And they go, I haven't thought about it in 20 years. And it's kind of sad, you know, and I want to change that.
Yeah. Where do you hope that this will take you out of New Zealand and potentially to other countries?
Yeah, well, I'm doing dreams in England, France, India, and Australia this year.
Awesome.
So it's going global this year.
Very cool.
It's definitely a global thing.
Yeah. So why through film? What is your love? Where does your love of film come from?
I have no idea. I just started making Action Man movies when I was 7 years old. And I don't know. It's just the thing I'm good at,
yeah.
I guess. my dream, like I said before, to change the world through film. I've always wanted to make massive blockbusters, and I got into university at 16 and graduated at 19, and the lecturers said, none of you will make a feature film straight out of film school. You're going to have to be assistants for like 10 years or something. And I completely disagreed. So I grabbed the class and we raised $100,000 with friends and family donations. Wow. Made my first feature film, Sirenia, which took us a year and a half to make.
Wow.
Came out at cinemas at the end of 2015 for a week at Rialto. And yeah, like that's where kind of my love of film comes from. It's just stories. And I think film is something that's so powerful. and connects everyone,
yeah.
you know? And I think what's great about doing this project is every day I'm challenging myself to get better at film.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping it sharp, you know? I'm
sharp and quick.
I'll get to that 10,000 rule pretty fast with doing 10,000 dreams.
So once you've finished 10,000 dreams, what's going to be your next project?
In all honesty, I'll probably keep doing this. I'll make it like a million dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling my wife the other day, I was like, I want to get a billion dreams. And she's like, okay, that's impossible.
That's impossible.
But then I thought about it. And it's 10,000 people doing what I'm doing for 10,000 days.
For 10,000 days.
That's 1 billion dreams.
So 10,000 other filmmakers, perhaps.
And that's 10,000 filmmakers. Like, that doesn't seem impossible
to do. So I can see
do.
In this relationship that you're the dreamer and she's the kind yeah. of level-headed.
I know. I was, like, sitting outside looking at the moon at, like, 11 at night and I ran inside. I was like, I'm going to film.
I've got a new dream.
I was like, I'm going to film a dream on the moon one day.
That
of an
would
astronaut.
Be, that yeah. would be very cool.
Yeah.
But that's the exciting thing. You kind of, you don't know where.
There's
in 50
no
years
limits.
Yeah. Well, when you're 50, you have no idea where it could.
I know.
Where it could be.
Well, I mean, only 4 months ago is kind of when the media came on. And before that, I was kind of like, is anyone even caring about this project? And then suddenly, NZ Herald did a story on me. And then about 30 media
people,
you know, TV shows, radio shows, newspapers around the world reached out to me like
awesome.
The next week.
So you've had global recognition.
Yeah, yeah, like the Daily Mail did a big story on
that's
me.
Awesome.
And it's so weird. Like, I was at a cafe the other day and the waitress was like, oh, what number are you on? I love your project. And it's
wow.
everywhere I go now, there seems to be someone that
has
knows about
it.
Or I go up to randoms on the street and go, can I get your dream? And they're like, oh, is that you doing the project? It's so cool.
What's been the weirdest like response you've had, or has somebody been like, no, you can't take my dream?
Oh, a few people say no. Church of Scientology turned me down. I went through all the ranks. I just went there with some mates and was so nervous, and we went in and we went through all the hierarchies and pastors, and we're just about to film the dream of it's a Fijian pastor there,
right.
just about to film his dream, and then the big boss came down. It was like,
oh,
no way.
No.
But you do get turned down. But
yeah.
then there's places that you go to where you think you'll be turned down, but you don't.
But they're all
like,
for it.
We've got dreams at like monasteries, mosques, like people in prayer at mosques.
Cool.
We're like, oh yeah, sure. And you're like, oh. Or
that's
like
awesome.
A monk was like in the middle of something and he was like, yeah, sure, I'll give you my dream.
That's so cool.
Because I guess everyone has a dream. That's the beauty, and I could go to anywhere in the world, and it's a question anyone could probably answer.
Universal question.
Yeah. yeah.
So, sort of concluding that then, what is your dream?
Well, I've got 3 dreams.
Okay.
I mentioned one before, to change the world through film. One is to tell the world about God through film, and the other is to help the world dream again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.